For many parents of children with autism, the disorder is a mystery, and one of the biggest mysteries is the cause. But a couple in Natick does know what caused autism in both of their sons. They're working with researchers who hope to one day develop a treatment. The scientist leading that effort is one of the winners of this year's Nobel Prize in Medicine for his decades of study into how brain cells communicate. There was a first for him in Boston last night as he met the two Natick boys he's been studying for the first time. WBUR's Lynn Joliker reports.
For Timmy and Stuart Supple of Natick, a pool is just about one of the best places to be. It's here their mother thought the boys, who are 8 and 10 years old and severely autistic, would be the most calm and least stressed for a very important introduction.
Can you go see the doctor?
Go see the doctor? Honey, this is the doctor. This is Dr. Sudoff. I told him that he was going to be seeing a doctor
today. It's time to go home?
Dr. Thomas Sudoff has never met the boys, but wants to see their autism unchecked.
Do you like swimming? Stuart?
For swimming pool, then?
That was a question. What did Dr. Sudoff... Yes, okay.
For swimming pool, then?
For swimming pool, then home.
Sudoff isn't a pediatrician or one of the myriad therapists trying to get into the boys' world and bring them out. The Stanford University neuroscientist has been studying their genes, specifically an alteration in one gene, for the last 5 years. The boys' parents, Kate and Chris Supple, hosted Sudoff last night at a Boston fundraiser to support his research into the functioning of brain synapses in autism.
Brief, but you know, this time last year, you wouldn't have thought the Red Sox were going to be playing in the World Series. So there's always room for optimism, and who would have thought that we would have a leading autism researcher winning a Nobel Prize, so there's reason for optimism there as well.
The Supples say Sudoff's work is helping conquer the defeatism surrounding the neurocognitive disorder.
He doesn't think this is unknowable at all. He thinks that it's very knowable. We all put so much time and effort into dealing with the symptoms of autism, but you also have to look to deal with the underlying disease.
After the blow of both boys being diagnosed before their second birthdays, the Supples sought out private genetic testing without the encouragement of their doctors.
It did seem to Kate and I very odd that with no history of autism in either family, all of a sudden we went 2 for 2 in the autism lottery, and we kind of thought, why isn't there any medical curiosity about this?
The testing revealed both boys have a mutation, or alteration as their parents prefer to call it, in a gene known as neuroligin 4, which produces a protein critical to communication between neurons. The Supples went looking for researchers studying that type of gene and found a team led by Dr. Sudoff. In 2009, he and his colleagues published a journal article concluding the genetic alteration is the cause of the brothers' autism, but they're still working to determine how and why.
We know a lot of genes where alterations in the genes predispose to autism. But we don't know how these alterations actually cause the behavioral impairments that we see.
And researchers don't know if all cases of autism are caused by a genetic defect or why it affects only some cognitive functioning, while motor function, for example, remains intact.
Here, what we have is a selective change in parts of what the brain does. But most of the brain works perfectly well.
Scientists do know the same genetic alteration can cause very different symptoms, even in siblings.
Please want to go in the white van.
You want to go in your white? Yeah, I know. Well, you know what?
The boys want to go to Storyland.
We went to Storyland this weekend. And
Stuart, the older but smaller of the two brothers, can speak, but is still very limited in how he communicates. Timmy is nonverbal and tends to wander the house, searching for things to get into, as his mom says. He stops only briefly to swing in a mesh swing that hangs in a kitchen doorway.
Ready? Set, go. That's right, buddy. See, Timmy wants some tickles. Tell Daddy tickles. I got you, buddy.
Sudoff's research provides the Supples a much-needed cause for optimism. They say
the kids have a long life, and I'm not expecting any kind of cure or any major meds in the short term. But you know, they'll be around for 70 more years, and I know that there's going to be something in those 70 years that's going to really change the biological basis and let them be able to care for themselves and go to some job that they enjoy. And I think that's the promise of brain science and autism.
The couple says their mission now is to urge more autism families to get genetic testing, which they acknowledge is expensive and can require creative financing or an insurance fight. Right now, less than a third of families get it. Dr. Sudoff applauds the idea, but he wants parents to know they'll see no immediate benefit from genetic testing. Down the road, though, he says, it might contribute to research that helps their children or someone else's.
The magnitude of the problem of trying to understand what can go wrong in the brain is enormous. And I do think it's an investment that is well spent, especially since the cost to the country is just horrendous.
Chris Suppel says the disorder's toll on his family is immeasurable.
Autism has taken a great deal away from our two little boys, and it's thoroughly changed my wife's life and my life and our family's life. But if we were to be involved in something that were to be a good thing for all these tens of thousands of people out there who have autism, that would take the sting out of it a little bit.
What are you going to do when you get home?
I'll get back home.
You're going to get back home? Yep. Then what?
Sleepies.
Okay.
And after 5 years of studying Stewart's and Timmy's genes from afar, Dr. Sudoff says he's happy to put a human face on what has become his life's work. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.